Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Jan Luther, the director of the EFT Academy, and this is a pre-recorded EFT Master Training call that is specifically designed and created as a teaching tool for our students of the EFT Mentoring Towards Certification program. The topic of our call is surrogate tapping for animals, and your master trainer is Gwyneth Moss, who is an EFT master from the UK. And while you do have her bio information, there's a couple things I wanted to share with you about her that you won't find in that bio. She and I met in Boston in 2009. I was one of the presenters of the EFT Masters Showcase, and she was one of the EFT tapping support people. So let me explain what that is when you have a group of 300 to 500 people tapping along on various topics, and of course mine was grief and trauma. As the presenter, you don't want to be freaking out about who's in the audience and might be getting triggered. So Ann Adams was wise enough to bring in several master practitioners and masterful tapping people to help make sure that the audience members were being well taken care of. And I observed Gwyneth in a couple of situations where an attendee was indeed triggered. Fortunately, not by my program, but by someone else's. And I found her to be very calming and very peaceful and very open, which of course resonates very much with the work that I do, not only with my clients, but with my students. And so we made the connection, and I invite her to come to be one of the presenters in one of our original EFT Academy program trainings. So the call that you're going to tune into here has been edited. We took out probably 30 minutes in the beginning, so I want to just give you a few things to be aware of. The first is she talks a little bit about what surrogate tapping is for animals and how basically it is that we are tapping on ourselves with the intention of benefiting the animal. Surrogate tapping is that in any situation. If I'm a surrogate tapping, it's like I am stepping into the role of the person that I'm tapping for, who is not me, okay, very simply. But there are a couple things I wanted you to be aware of, too, is that I have seen in many instances where I tap for animals that they're actually mirroring something that's going on in their owners. They're echoing a behavior or a mindset or an anxiety. So keep that in mind. The second one is we got to get ourselves out of the way. I hope that you're learning a lot about that through the EFT Academy programs, because to me that is the real gift of being a masterful practitioner, is we learn to be fully present in the moment, unattached to the outcome, and waiting for inspiration and following the client wherever they take us. And as we learn to do that, we don't need to fret or worry about what we're going to tap on and where we're going to take them. So two things I want you to observe. The first is her form of tapping in this call is so simple. It's a beautiful example of a simplified talk and tap. So observe that. The second thing is whenever you observe one of these calls, whenever you're participating in these, I want you to be making sure that you're using the borrowing benefits. Tap along as if you were Dave, who is our student volunteer, and he's representing his pet, Rufus, and you get plenty of information about what that is as she goes through the process, and be making notes about how you might apply this in your own practice, with your own pets, with your neighbors, or whatever. So with that in mind, be ready, because we literally jump right into the recording with Gwyneth Moss, our EFT master. Gwyneth Moss is one of our fellow EFT masters, so I'm going to just go ahead and turn that over to you, and if you just want to segue from how you came to working with pets and animals and doing the surrogate work, and then just go right into working with Dave. Dave, you're on the line, yes?
Yes.
Awesome. So I'm just going to go ahead and let you answer that question and go forward, okay?
Well, we were talking yesterday, Jan, you were talking about how people find a niche, and we both agreed that the niche finds you, and I was never looking for this animals work. You know, I'd heard about people for tapping with animals or for animals, and I thought, you know, oh, that's for those kind of animal intuitive kind of people. That's for people who are really, you know, in tune with animals. And I just dismissed it, really. Actually, I dismissed EFT when I first heard about it. And I wanted to make it clear that we can borrow benefits from anyone about anything. It doesn't have to be the same issue. You know, someone said, well, my issue's about anger, and so what's the point of me tapping along when it's about anxiety? Well, any tapping is good tapping, and anything that we're tuned into, whatever we're tapping with, the tapping is going to get into that. And also, in anybody's story, there are universal themes which will come up. But to kind of really make that point that it didn't matter what you were tapping along with, I thought, let's have somebody role play an animal, a pet, and then we'll tap along with that. And I think my expectations that anything would actually change for the pet were close to zero. And so after the first time we did this, because we did it as a way to give the borrowing benefits instructions to the group, to choose someone from the group to come up and work and to understand the group processes. And we tapped for a cat, an elderly cat called Oscar, who had a tremor in his tail. And Sue, who was his temporary owner, now all this is in the article called Two Cats and a Puppy. The vet had basically said there wasn't much hope for Oscar. He was an elderly cat and it was something neurological and just to let him be. Anyway, we tapped with Sue, role-playing Oscar, about this shaking tail and all these uncertainties in Oscar's life because he didn't really know where he lived and who, you know, various things, issues, all these issues came up. As Sue was role-playing Oscar, stuff just came through her, like stream of consciousness. And then she gets home and she finds Oscar's tail no longer tremors. Well, that was amazing for me. And it went on from there that I kept doing this exercise of having people role play an animal. And time after time, there were amazing changes in the animal, whether it was cats or dogs or horses. And at one point, I thought, well, maybe it's because of a change in the owner that the animal is responding to that. But some of the most dramatic cases were when the person who was role-playing was not the owner. And one was for Sue, and it was a puppy that belonged to her brother's family. They didn't even know she was tapping, and she had no contact with them for a week after the tapping. And yet when she went round to the house, the little dog, which had been a Jack Russell tornado, it had calmed down and was just being a normal, enthusiastic puppy. And there's been so many where the person doing the tapping has not had a direct link to the animal. In fact, I find that can make it easier because an owner can be overly invested in the animal, in the change. And we know that when you have an attachment to an outcome, you can find it very difficult to get out of your own way. But I've had great results with people who are owners, with people who are friends, with people who are neighbors. And I just have to now sit up and take notice and say, you know, this is happening. And we don't know how this is happening. We don't, so let's try and find out. This is what I meant about true science. True science observes the phenomenon. True science observes something that doesn't fit, true science goes and looks at it and tries to not necessarily judge a phenomenon or prove it to start with. I think at first there's a kind of a playful stage where you get to know it. You almost build a relationship with it. You find out what it does, what it doesn't do. And then, after you've really worked around and played with this phenomenon, then you start to form hypotheses. Then you start to test those hypotheses. But for me, at the moment, with the animals, I feel I'm still at the playing around stage. But in playing around, I started to find ways to do it, find structure, because, you know, the scientific and project management background, I like some structure in something. And I find that Well, first of all, with this surrogate tapping, which is what we're doing because we're tapping on ourselves for the animal at a distance, many dramatic changes. The animal has been 200 or 300 miles away. We're tapping on ourselves for the animal at a distance, and I found some ways of getting into that, some structure, some process to make it easier. Now, this is on the sheets that you've got, and I call it talk about, talk to, talk as. These are three approaches for working with animals, or indeed for working with anyone else, because I think animals are teaching us about surrogate tapping so that we can use it for each other. And animals are great. They're great teachers. They're great to start out with. Maybe in doing surrogate tapping for human beings, there are ethical issues, and I've not really stepped into that yet. With animals, I don't think they are. First of all, animals live entirely in the here and now. So they simply accept healing. They simply, because they live in the here and now, they change in the here and now. And I've had, there was one wonderful thing where a guy had been role-playing his OCD cat. Now, this cat, it seemed, dominated the whole household, that if any piece of furniture was moved in the living room, or if a box was brought into the living room, or if a stranger came to the house, the cat would flee upstairs, hide in a bed, where it would develop a very nasty form of cystitis and bleed and have to be taken to the vets, which would cost a lot of money. So you can imagine, people in that household did not move furniture. So we had a wonderfully amusing role play of this guy, because there's a lot of humor in this as well. When people become their animals and speak as their animals, it's very often funny. And change happens quickly. Animals come to forgiveness quickly. Animals take healing quickly. And they change in the moment, because the guy got home after the workshop, and the first thing his wife says to him is, "I don't know what's happened to the cat." It can be that quick that you get home and the animal has changed, because she had wanted to do the hoovering, and it used to be a terrible performance to have to move furniture to hoover without upsetting this cat, and she'd moved some furniture and the cat just sat there and watched her. And they tried all sorts of other things. They brought in cardboard boxes had been a big issue with this cat. Cat just sits and looks at them. They call a neighbor and say, "Hey, will you come round?" The neighbor comes round, walks in, cat sits and looks at him. It can be that dramatic. And we know that this is not a placebo effect with humans. Maybe they're just trying to please us. Maybe they're just being compliant. Or maybe they weren't really afraid of flying in the first place. Or maybe it's just the power of suggestion or positive thinking or whatever. With an animal, you know it's not. When an animal's behavior changes that dramatically, you know something's different. So we've had so many instances of really quite dramatic change in an animal's behavior. And the way that we've found of going about it, we go through these three stages of talk about, talk as, talk to. Now, when we do talk about, we simply talk about the animal. So we might, one that we did the animals workshop just a week or so ago, and the talk about demo that we started with was with Heather, and Heather was talking about a horse that's in her riding stable called Zach. And Zach would seem to be otherwise healthy, but whenever he was asked to trot or to canter or to kind of exert himself, he would cough, you know, really quite a bad cough. So we start, and Heather just talks about Zach, and we do a kind of continuous tapping. So we're just tapping round and round the tapping points together, and Heather is talking about Zach, And whenever she pauses, I'll just ask a little question and keep her going again. And the way we do it as well is that whenever there's a kind of a new aspect emerges, we'll come back to the karate chop and talk about, and then go around the tapping points talking about that aspect. So we talk about, we kind of take an aspect at a time. So it's not kind of everything about the animal. It's a little bit at a time going around the tapping points. And whenever we start to talk about, we don't know where it's going to go, but stuff will emerge or connections will happen. And as they did in this talk about with Zach, as Tessa's talking about him and tapping, she realizes that she calls him Billy No Mates with the other horses. He keeps to the edge. He lets them get to the hay first. He's always on the edge of the herd. So we start tapping around and talking about those issues. We start talking about this coughing, and all sorts of connections and things come up about Zach. Well, the outcome is I get an email from her a few days later. Zach no longer coughs. Or he coughs when he wants to say he's not enjoying something, like he's had enough of going around and around the school and he'd like to do a jump or something. And he's more integrated with the other horses. She sent a photograph of him, and he was the middle one in the line as they're all feeding rather than being out on the edge. So that's talk about. You simply talk about anything to do with the animal, the history, the behavior, your feelings about it, your thoughts about it, possible explanations. You just talk and talk and tap and tap. And it will go somewhere. That's very good for owners, and that's very good where the person may be attached to the problem, because it can bring in the owner's feelings about it as well. So when we do talk about, the tapping is going to the owner as well. Talk two is the next one, and this is where the person has a dialogue. Now, in the workshop we recently did, this was a lovely lady called Masha, and she had a dialogue with her cat. Now, I forget the name of the cat. Let's call her Penny. So she talks, she's tapping on herself, but she's talking to the cat. Now, another way of doing the talk too is to tap on a tapping bear or a soft toy or on a photograph. Or on a drawing. Now, I find lovely ways of tapping on drawings is to use a flip chart, because the flip chart is tall, it's person-sized, and you can draw a life-sized animal on the flip chart. Doesn't have to be great art. And put the tapping points on, and then tap on the flip chart and talk to it. Well, Masha started talking to her cat, and the first thing she said was, "I don't like you anymore." Because her cat is a scaredy cat, anxious, fearful. Now, that's the way Masha used to be when she first bought the cat 6 or 7 years ago. And she felt a great empathy with her cat because she was a scaredy cat too. Now, with 5 or 6 years of EFT, Masha is no scaredy cat anymore. And so she doesn't like her cat anymore because it reminds her of who she used to be. So we talk through all of this. It's like a dialogue. She's talking to the cat and tapping on herself, even though you're such a scaredy cat. I used to love you because you're a scaredy cat, but now you remind me. And when you run away, I really don't like that. But you are a good cat. You're a good cat anyway. We want to kind of bring in praise. Oh, we do this with the talk about as well. When Heather was tapping about Zach, we kept bringing in, and Zach's such a good pony. Zach's such a good pony. We all love him. So that's the talk about, the talk to. The follow-up on the talk to from Masha was that her cat is more confident and she feels much more affection for her cat. So the next way of tapping is the talk as. So let's just demonstrate this, because I believe Rufus, you're on the line, are you, Rufus?
Yes, well, Dave is.
Well, hello, Rufus. Yeah? So I'm going to talk to you as Rufus.
Okay.
Rufus, can you tell me a bit about yourself? I understand you're a dog.
Yes, I'm 2 years old and a fox brown, and I am healthy as can be, and I absolutely love to run.
You love to run, Rufus.
I love to run.
Great. Yeah. And do you love Dave, Rufus?
I love Dave.
You love Dave. And Dave loves you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And you love to run. And now Dave says you love to run away.
Yes, sometimes.
Sometimes. Can you just start tapping, Rufus? Just start tapping on your karate point and say,
yes.
Even though I love to run away sometimes.
Even though I love to run away sometimes.
I'm a really good dog.
A really good dog.
Dave loves me.
Dave loves me.
And I love Dave.
And I love Dave.
But I love to run away sometimes.
Away sometimes.
Yeah, I really like to run away.
Like to run away.
Yeah, and I'm a good dog.
I'm a good dog.
So even though I like to run away sometimes.
So I like to run away sometimes.
I'm such a good dog.
I am such a good dog.
Now just go around your tapping points, Dave. So just tapping at your eyebrow point.
Mm-hmm.
Tap Rufus, sorry. Rufus, just say, I love to run.
I love to run.
I really love to run.
I really love to run.
And on the out corner of your eye, I love to run.
And I love to run.
Underneath your eye. And sometimes I like to run away.
And sometimes I like to run away.
Your top lip. Sometimes I like to run and run.
Sometimes I like to run and run.
Underneath your mouth. I want to run and run and run.
To run and run and run.
And run away.
And run away.
Yeah, on your collarbone. Sometimes I just want to run away.
Sometimes I just want to run away.
And underneath your arm. Sometimes I just want to run away.
Sometimes I just want to run away.
Back to your collarbone. This is an indistinct capacity of mine, Rufus. I like to come back to the collarbone. Just come back to your collarbone and tap there.
Huh?
I like to run away.
I like to run away.
Okay, take a breath, Rufus, and tell me what you like about running away. Just say whatever comes into your mind.
Well, I like where I go to. They accept me without judgment.
You like where you go to. Where is it you go to, Rufus?
I go over to Doc and Fonda's.
You go to Doc and Fonda's and they accept you.
They accept me and sometimes they have fun stuff like tractors going. I love tractors.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah. So now, is it okay for you to go over to Zach and Fonda's, or does Dave have a problem with that?
Dave has a problem with that.
Dave has a problem with that, but you don't have a problem with that.
I can tell because sometimes when he comes to get me, I cower because I sense something.
Okay, just start to tap then. So, and just say, I love to go to Zach and Fonda's.
I love to go to Doc and Fonda's.
Yeah, they accept me. They like me.
They like me.
And they have tractors.
And they have tractors and stuff.
And I like tractors.
I love tractors.
And that's exciting.
And that's exciting.
And I like to go there.
I like to go there.
So I go there.
So I go there.
And then Dave comes to get me.
And then Dave comes to get me.
And though I love Dave.
Oh, I love Dave.
And Dave loves me.
Dave loves me.
I cower.
I cower sometimes.
I cower sometimes when he comes to get me.
Yeah.
And I'm a good dog.
I'm a good dog.
Yeah, Dave comes to get me.
Dave comes to get me.
And I cower.
I cower sometimes.
You cower, is that because you're scared, Rufus, or?
Yes. I think maybe I'm expecting to be punished, even though Dave has never punished me.
Okay. So even though Dave has never punished me.
Even though Dave has never punished me.
I'm expecting to be punished.
I'm expecting to be punished.
When Dave comes to get me.
He comes to get me.
He's not pleased. He's not pleased because he doesn't know where I am and he's had to come and find me.
That's right.
Yeah, so he's not pleased.
He's not pleased, that's right. Dave is not.
And that scares me.
That scares me. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to be punished. I
think maybe I'll be punished.
Maybe I'll be punished.
Maybe I'll be punished.
Maybe he'll hit me.
He'll hit me.
And I'm a good dog.
A good dog.
I know he loves me.
Oh, he loves me.
But when he comes to get me...
When he comes to get me...
I'm scared.
I'm scared.
And I cower.
You cower.
And I'm a good dog.
A good dog.
Yeah, now just go on your tapping points, Rufus. When he comes to get me...
Comes to get me...
I'm scared.
Scared.
I cower.
I cower.
I'm scared he's going to punish me.
Scared he'll punish me.
I'm scared he'll hit me.
Yeah, he'll hit me.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Scared.
Doesn't feel good.
Doesn't feel good.
No, it's I'm scared.
I cower. Cower.
He's going to come and... He's going to hit me. He's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm scared.
Scared.
Yeah. Back to your collarbone then. I'm scared.
I'm scared.
Okay, Rufus, was there a time before you came to Dave when something bad like that happened to you? Now just let whatever comes into your mind.
Yeah, it was awful. Before I was sent to the kill shelter, I was beaten all the time.
Okay. Just start to tap, Rufus. Even though I was beaten.
I was beaten.
I was beaten all the time.
I was beaten all the time.
And it hurt me.
It hurt me.
And it confused me.
Confused me.
I'm with Dave.
Because I know I'm a good dog.
Sorry?
Because I know I'm a good dog.
I know I'm a good dog. And I'm with Dave now.
And I'm with Dave now.
But then...
Then?
I was only little. You were only young then, weren't you, Rufus?
That's right. I was just a puppy.
I was just a puppy. And they beat me.
They beat me.
They hurt me.
They hurt me.
And they confused me.
I didn't know why.
I didn't know why. I didn't know what to do.
Didn't know what to do.
I didn't know what to do. Whatever I did, they beat me.
Whatever I did, they beat me. That's right.
They beat me. They hurt me.
Hurt me.
And I'm with Dave now.
I'm with Dave now.
He's a good man.
He's a good man.
He looks after me.
He'll look after me.
He loves me.
He loves me.
But I remember.
Remember.
Or my body remembers.
Body remembers, that's right.
My body remembers how they hurt me.
Body remembers how they hurt me.
My body remembers how they beat me.
My body remembers how they beat me.
I'm with Dave now.
With Dave now.
And he loves me.
He loves me.
But my body remembers.
My body remembers, that's right.
Just go around your tapping points, Rufus. My body remembers.
My body remembers.
Remembers that they beat me.
Remembers that they beat me.
Remembers that they hurt me.
Remembers that they hurt.
Out of corner now, they beat me.
They beat me.
Underneath your eye, whatever I did.
Whatever I did.
I didn't know what to do.
Didn't know what to do.
On the top lip, I wanted to do the right thing.
Wanted to do the right thing.
I wanted to be a good dog.
Wanted to be a good dog.
Underneath your mouth, I wanted to please them.
Wanted to please them.
I didn't know what to do.
Didn't know what to do.
On your collarbone. And they beat me.
And they beat me.
I didn't know what to do.
Didn't know what
they
to do.
They confused me underneath your arm. They hurt me. And they confused me.
Confused me.
Listen back to your collarbone again.
Mm-hmm.
They hurt me.
Hurt me.
And just take a breath, Rufus. What comes to you now, Rufus? What thoughts or memories or feelings?
Well, no wonder I was cowering. No wonder
yeah.
I... How? And...
Yeah.
Also, one time they didn't beat me was when I would put my head in their lap. And so now I know that if I do that, I won't be beaten.
Okay, if you put your head in the lap, you are okay.
Mm-hmm. They never been.
But they beat you. When did they beat you? What did they beat you for?
For being a puppy. For running around.
Yeah.
Or I don't know why they beat me. I couldn't figure it out.
You couldn't figure it out. And were you on your own then, Rufus, or was your mum there and your brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I don't think they were there.
You were on your own. Just tap, Rufus.
Even though I couldn't figure it out.
I didn't know what was right or wrong.
Didn't know what was right or wrong.
And I was on my own.
I was on my own.
I was taken away from mum.
Taken away from mom.
I was taken away from my brothers and sisters.
My brothers and sisters.
And I wanted to be a good dog.
Wanted to be a good dog.
But I was so confused.
I was confused.
I didn't know what they wanted.
Didn't know. I couldn't figure it out.
I couldn't figure it out.
I didn't know what they wanted.
And they kept beating me.
Except
when I put my head in their lap.
Except when I put my head in their lap.
So I knew that was good.
I knew that was safe.
But I didn't know anything else.
Couldn't figure out anything else.
I was trying to be a big grown-up dog.
Trying to be what they wanted.
I was trying to be what they wanted. I was trying to figure it out.
Couldn't figure it out.
And I couldn't figure it out.
Couldn't figure it out. No matter.
And I was all on my own.
Yeah, and I was all on my own.
Yeah, I know. And I'm a good dog.
Good dog.
I'm with Dave now.
Dave now.
He helps me figure it out.
He'll help me figure it out.
Yeah, and I was just going to talking points. I couldn't figure it out.
Couldn't figure it out.
I was all on my own.
All on my own.
Mom wasn't there to help.
Mom wasn't there to help.
I was on my own.
My own.
Just going to tapping points. I was on my own.
My own.
I couldn't figure it out.
Couldn't figure it out.
I was on my own.
My own.
And no one to help
lonely.
Me. Sorry?
And it was lonely.
I was lonely. Just go around another round again. I was lonely.
I was lonely.
I was lonely and I got beat.
I got beat.
And I was lonely.
I was lonely.
I was lonely.
I was lonely.
On my own.
My own.
And I got beat.
I got beat.
I got hurt.
Got hurt. And then they finally got tired of me and took me to the shelter.
They took you to the shelter. What was that like, Rufus? They got tired.
Oh, well, I was alone in the cage. It was all a lot of other dogs, but I couldn't play with them.
Okay, let's tap with that then. Even though I was alone in a cage.
Even though I was alone in a cage.
All those other dogs.
With all other dogs.
And I couldn't play with them.
Couldn't play with them.
I was just alone in a cage.
Just alone in a cage.
Because they got tired of me.
And they got tired of me.
I'm glad they got tired of beating me.
I'm glad they got tired of beating me.
Yeah, but I was alone.
I was alone.
And I didn't know who I belonged to.
Didn't know who I belonged to.
I didn't know where I belonged.
I didn't know where I belonged. That's
I
right.
was alone.
Alone.
And then Dave came.
Then Dave came.
And I'm with Dave now.
With Dave now.
And just got on your tapping points. I was alone in a cage.
Alone in a cage.
And I wanted to run.
I wanted to run.
You wanted to run when you were alone in that cage?
Yeah,
just go around. I wanted to run.
Wanted to run.
I was alone in a cage.
Alone in a cage.
I wanted to run.
Wanted to run.
I'm just guessing, Rufus, you wanted to run and go find your mum. Is that so?
Oh, that would be nice.
That would be nice. I wanted to run away.
Run away and find mum.
I wanted to run away and find mum. Mum would help.
Would help.
Mum would help me figure it out.
Mum would help me figure it out.
I wanted to run away.
To run away.
I wanted to find mum.
Wanted to find mum.
And I had to stay in a cage.
Day in a cage.
But then Dave came.
Then Dave came.
Okay, Rufus, just take a breath now. And what sorts of feelings come to you now, Rufus?
Feelings of hope. I feel like that's sort of what happened back then. But it doesn't grab me as it did before. It seemed to be living in me before.
Oh, it doesn't grab you like it does before. And there's feelings of hope.
Yes.
Now, Rufus, I understand that Dave has quite a sizable property and plenty of space for you to run.
Yes. It's really neat.
It's really neat. So just, Rufus, tell me, is it okay to run around on Dave's property?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And do you still feel you need to run off and see the tractors?
Well, it's a mighty powerful pull. I love tractors.
You love tractors. Would it be okay if you waited till Dave took you to see the tractors?
It might be.
I might
consider that.
You consider that?
Yeah.
Right, let's just clap a bit, Rufus. Even though? I still want to go see the tractors.
I still want to go see the tractors.
I love tractors.
I love tractors.
Maybe. Maybe I could wait till Dave took me to see the tractors.
Maybe I could wait until Dave went with me to see the tractors.
Yeah. Then he wouldn't have to come and get me.
Wouldn't have to come and get me.
Yeah. Then I'd know I was such a good dog.
I wouldn't know I was such a good dog. Right.
So even though I'd really like to run off and see those tractors.
Even though I'd really like to run off and see Doc and his tractor.
What if? I can be a good dog.
Be a good dog.
And wait till Dave takes me to see the tractors.
Oh, yeah. What if I can be a good dog and wait until Dave can take me?
We could go see the tractors together.
We could go see the tractor together.
Okay, I'll just tap around. I really like those tractors.
I love those tractors.
I love going to see the tractors.
I love going to see the tractors.
I want to run off and see the tractors.
I want to run as fast as I can over toward the tractors.
Yeah, I want to run as fast as I can. There's something about those tractors.
About those tractors.
Now, tell me, Rufus, did you grow up on a farm? Are you a farm dog?
Hmm. Gee.
Do those tractors remind you of Mum?
I'm suspecting that I was out in the country. I don't know if it was
Okay, that's why you want to run to the tractors.
Yeah, maybe Mum's. Yeah. Oh.
Let's just go back to your karate point. Even though that tractor. Remind me of Mum.
Remind me of Mum.
And when I was a little puppy in the country.
I was a little puppy in the country.
I'm a grown-up dog now.
I'm a grown-up dog now.
And I live with Dave.
Live with Dave.
And Dave looks after me.
Dave looks after me.
So even though I've been running to see the tractors.
Even though I've been running to see the tractors.
Because Mum might be there.
Because Mum might be there.
I'm looking for Mum.
Looking for Mum.
Yeah, the tractors remind me of Mum.
The tractor reminds me of Mum, and I feel good about that.
I feel good because I was so happy with Mum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was so happy then.
So happy then with Mum.
And now I'm with Dave.
I'm with Dave.
And Dave loves me.
Dave loves me.
And I can be happy with Dave.
I can be happy with Dave.
I'm a grown-up dog.
Grown-up dog.
Yeah. So just tap on tractors. I love the tractors.
Love the tractors.
They remind me of Mum.
Remind me of Mum.
Because I was such a happy little puppy.
I was such a happy little puppy then.
With my Mum.
With my Mum.
And my brothers and my sisters.
My brothers, yeah.
In the country.
Country.
With the tractors.
Tractors.
Yeah, so I run over there.
I run over there.
To find Mum.
To find Mum.
Yeah, I run over there.
Over there.
Fine Mum.
Fine Mum.
I'm run over there to find Mum. Now, just go on your tapping points again, Rufus. And I live with Dave now.
Live with Dave now.
Dave looks after me.
Dave looks after me.
Dave helps me figure things out.
Dave helps me figure things out.
Yeah, I live with Dave.
With Dave.
This is where I live.
Where I live.
This is my home.
Home. It's where I belong.
It's where I belong.
I like it
this
here.
I like it here. Yeah, and I can stay here.
I can stay here.
Yeah, Dave helps me figure things out.
Dave helps me figure things out.
Yeah. I can stay here. I belong here.
I belong here. I can stay here.
This is my home.
Home.
And I can run and run.
Run and run.
And run back home.
Run back home.
This is my home now.
My home now. I've been trying that now and then, and it works very well. And Dave is always really glad to see me when I come back.
He's glad to see you when you come back, yeah. He welcomes you back. Okay, just take a breath, Rufus, and what you're experiencing now.
Well, it's a little bit of sadness to realize that I'm not going to find Mom.
Okay, even though I'm sad.
Oh, I'm sad.
Because I'm not going to find Mom again.
Won't find Mom again.
I still love Mom.
I love Mom.
And Mom loves me.
Mom loves me.
And I live with Dave now. I
live with Dave now.
So even though I'm sad.
Even though I'm sad.
Because Mom's not with those tractors.
Mom's not with that tractor.
I can't find Mom.
Can't find Mom.
I'm a grown-up dog.
Grown-up dog.
With my own place.
Own place.
And my own people.
My own people.
And Mom still loves me.
Mom still loves me. Oh, no.
Wherever she is.
Where she is.
I'm sad.
Sad.
Because I can't run to Mom.
For Mom.
I'm sad. Because I can't find Mom.
Mom.
I'm sad.
Sad.
I'm just a bit sad.
Just a bit sad.
Yeah, just a bit sad.
That's okay. It's okay for me to be sad.
It's okay to be sad.
Yeah, it's okay to be sad.
Yeah, and I live with Dave now.
Live with Dave now.
Okay, Rufus, just take a breath on what you're experiencing now.
Well, I guess I found a new home.
You found a new home, yeah.
I really do belong here.
And does that feel peaceful? Does that feel calm?
Yes, absolutely peaceful.
Yeah. Okay, Dave. Be Dave and feel that peacefulness in you, Dave, and just picture Rufus and send that peacefulness like a blanket and wrap him up in it. And now, Dave, just go around your tapping points and just say, I'm Dave.
Dave.
Go around the points. I'm Dave. I'm Dave. Rufus is my dog. I'm Dave. Rufus is my dog. I'm Dave.
My dog. I'm Dave.
Yeah. Okay, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Well done. Excellent. What would you like to share with us about that experience?
Well, the first thing was how easy it seemed to get used to. You know, the very first sentence was pretty awkward. First of all, you were relentless in calling me Rufus at first, and I...
Yes.
Like, whoa, wait. but then it got really easy to be Rufus, so I liked that, and was easy to answer how he feels and how he remembers.
Yeah, you know, I found this over and over again, that people don't have to be animal psychics or intuitives to do this sort of work. In fact, I've not yet found anyone who can't go into that role of the animal. And like, you know, the memories, the feelings, they just seem to come through, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And so the way, you know, the way I did it was at first, as you say, relentlessly just calling you Rufus and speaking to you as Rufus. And
yes.
Then you went in, and as we do that and as we tap, you go into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was very effective, and my initial resistance, I felt a little resistance, like, well, let's have a little introduction here or something or other instead of leaping right in. And that melted away right away. And that kind of surprised me and it was wonderful. I got in the swing of it right away.
Yeah, I leapt straight in because I didn't want you going into your human thinking mind and telling us about Rufus or what you thought it was all about. And Jan had sent me an email saying Rufus, you know, Rufus would run away. So I just...
Yeah.
With that. Okay. Yeah. Excellent. You'll have to let us know about Rufus.
Surely will. Thank
you. Now, Jan, I wonder if you've got any comments or observations about what we've just done.
My question is, Dave, can you see yourself doing this with a client?
Oh. Yes, I can. But I feel as if I want to make some of the introductory kinds of comments that Gwyneth did, particularly about how this may not make sense, but it's like any true science, why it's a phenomenon we're observing, and we're going to play with it and observe and see what happens. And
mm-hmm.
I think that would set the NATO tone, so to speak, not being attached to any outcome. And
mm-hmm.
So I can see that, yes. What a great question.
You might as well want to start, if you're doing this with someone, you might as well want to start with the talk about. Now, I dive straight into the role play because we've only got a limited amount of time on this call and because I felt that would demonstrate so much more powerfully to people what this is all about. Because another aspect of this is for people, and I hope, trust everyone on the call was borrowing benefits. I assume you all tap along. I didn't pause to give you those instructions. Is that isn't there such a strong emotion from these animal cases? I mean, who wasn't moved by poor Rufus being hit, being alone, and being confused? And I find that people who would perhaps not tune in quite as much to another person's emotion, because we all have a sort of subconscious judgment of other people. That is almost bypassed with an animal. There's no judgment. It's a very pure, clean note of emotion. So this is very powerful to work with groups, because people tune in to the animal emotion so strongly, and if they're tapping, they're clearing all that from themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't find Mum running to try and fight. There's such a strong emotion in it.
Yes.
The other marvelous thing I find, that animals open a door to people. People will spend money on their animals that they wouldn't spend on themselves.
Yes.
People will seek help for their animals' problems, behavioral problems, health issues, that they wouldn't for themselves. I find when I do groups, if I'm asking for someone to come up and tap in front of the group for their own issues, there's almost a sort of a silence, and then maybe one person puts their hand up. When I say, does anyone know of an animal that needs some help, there will be about four or five hands go up.
Oh, yeah.
So animals, my colleague Heather, who works a lot with horses, she's been doing tapping for horses with their owners. And the owners, who previously would never have been at all interested in EFT, after they've done this animal work, they come up to her and say, Heather, could tapping help me with... And they bring in their own issues.
Yes.
So it's a great way to get started with someone, when you don't want to sort of directly approach their own issues. It's a good way as well to give people an experience of EFT and what EFT can do and what it is. And then it can open the door to so much more.
Yes. So typically you you sort of begin talking about and then shift into talking to and then finally, as you did with me, talking as?
Yes, or you may go, you can start with any one of them.
Uh-huh.
Talking about can for people be the easiest way to start. Very often, though, I will do, if people know a bit about what the animal tapping is, I will just go straight into the role play like I did with you. And that's where we're actually stepping into the animal space, into the animal's energy. And I found animals let us do that.
Yeah.
There are all sorts of questions with people around the ethical thing. With people, we can do the talk about without ethical issues because we're just telling a story about someone. We're
right.
talking about what we know. We can do the talk too as well. We're having a dialogue with them. I think with people, with an adult-to-adult relationship, I think we need permission to step into and role-play them. A parent can role-play a child, or where there is a kind of, where there is an implicit permission. So as Gary Craig says, he says, did you ever have an angry thought about someone, and did you ask permission?
Right.
So I think we can all work it out for ourselves what the ethical issues are around surrogate tapping for other humans. But we can learn so much from animals.
Right.
Hmm. Anything you'd like to ask me, Dave, about that experience?
Rumbling around in the back of my mind was, Rufus, are you listening? Are you on this wavelength?
I think you'll find out. Are you calling from home? Is he with you?
No, actually, I'm 500 miles away. I'm
uh-huh.
in northern Michigan, and Rufus is in western New York.
Okay, well, you'll have to let us know when you get back. Now, there is a very interesting point about this. I recorded another audio like this with my friend Karin Davidson, and it was about her dog, Tiki, who was very aggressive towards a certain person, a certain employee of Karin's. And we taped the whole thing with Karin role-playing Tiki, just like you have with Rufus. Now, weeks later, one of my other students was just researching about EFT for animals, and she was listening on headphones to that audio between myself and Karin. And her dog was asleep. Asleep in the living room close by her. She started tapping along as she was listening to the interview, to the role play. And halfway through, her dog, which she calls my mad collie, jumped to its feet, looked at her with a look to say, you've got it at last, and comes over and sticks its head on her knee.
Mm.
And the next day, she continued tapping. Now, always was silently. She was listening on headphones.
Yes.
The next day, her dog was calmer.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's go ahead and open the line and see if anyone else has any questions or comments. I had a sense a couple of times that people were uncovering their own stuff as this was happening, so I'll be curious to hear if anyone feels
mm-hmm.
comfortable sharing that. So hold on 1 second. Okay, anyone like to ask a question or share a comment about what you experienced?
Well, at the risk of hogging things, it's Dave, and I just wondered if you'd ever found that benefits were borrowed with a person tapping for their pet on their own issues, and maybe an interesting case.
Yes, yes, definitely. I think sometimes an animal is manifesting the owner's suppressed emotion. One of the most interesting ones of those was one that my colleague Heather did. She did a lot of tapping remotely for a horse that had sinus problems. And she was getting email updates and information through the owner's mother. And then when the horse got over the sinus problems, became happier, started being ridden again, got back to sort of kind of full health. And the last email from the owner's mother said, funny, you know, I haven't had any sinus problems myself recently. we really don't know what's going on here. We really don't. This is the magical mystery tour of EFT. And I still can't believe I'm doing this. You know, I've got a physics degree, and I don't even have pets. I don't have a dog or a cat. I don't even have a husband. You know, I don't have any form of pet. And yet I'm doing all this animal tapping.
Gwyneth, Nella, do
Hello, Nell.
You do this work over the phone as well as in groups?
I don't. I only do face-to-face work. I don't do telephone work. So, you know, this being with all you folks over the phone is quite unusual for me. I see clients face-to-face. I do trainings and workshops, and I run groups. I just prefer face-to-face work.
I see. Thank you.
But you could do this over the phone. Yeah, you certainly could.
Yes, you could talk with the owner, just as you did with Dave.
I just want to thank you, Gwyneth. This is marvelous. I do have a sense that whether we were fully conscious of it or not, many of us were able to connect to Rufus's challenges of being beaten and angered and hurt and whatever, and not only experience it personally, but for our own past and pets and whatever. So, as always, we appreciate you. You did a wonderful job, and we're so grateful that you have taken the time to come and sit with us today. So, we thank you.
I've really enjoyed being with you all, Jan. Thank you for inviting me.
It was wonderful. And
thank you, Gwyneth.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, dear.